Shack of my Casteller here on the Shack of my Casteller show. I thought I had some old audio that I was going to sort of play off as new audio, but I couldn't find it. I thought I got a hard drive. I'm in the middle of prairie lands. Nowhere as well. This episode's gonna be just basically nothing. I do have two microphones going, and I'm going to use only natural reverb, call it. By that I mean here, this is a mic I'm talking to, but I'm gonna go over here and
Okay.
sucks. I guess I can't find the things I'm looking for. So I don't really have anything for this show. I had this interview recorded, like a fallback interview. Thought I'd put all this stuff up on the cloud, though. Maybe there's one more place to look. I should have probably got all the sound files before I took all those magic mushrooms, because now I just don't feel like doing it. But I'm going to trudge forward. That's what I do. Get this filled up here. Try to fill up some podcast time with the soothing sounds you've come to expect here on podcast that can't remember the name. What is the name? Either way, I've got a lot going on here. I don't know if that's coming through on this recording. Might be, might not be. You never know. I was hoping I could come up with something entertaining for people to listen to. I just don't. Don't even know why I bother, to be honest with you. It's kind of silly, isn't it? It's almost like I kind of feel like self-serving audio broadcast medium is my where I thrive, where I belong, and I can't turn back now. We've come too far to turn back. I think we can all understand what that means. So, that being the case, we're gonna just probably keep going, I guess, in order to, fulfill sounds so stupid. What does fulfill mean? Seriously, I don't really know what that word means. Does that mean when you fill something till it's full? Hold on, I'm gonna look up the definition of fulfill. Okay, I've found the definition of fulfill. To bring to completion or reality, achieve or realize something desired, promised, or predicted. For example, he wouldn't be able to fulfill his ambition of visiting Naples so he could get his gender reassignment surgery. It's weird that they put that last part on, the part about the gender reassignment surgery.
We'll be right back after a quick break.
Blast off with Space Vacation, the musical, as the Bloom family from the bright yellow planet takes a wild, weird, and wonderful intergalactic summer vacation. With original songs and stellar comedy, their trip goes delightfully haywire. Fun and adventure for all ages. Space Vacation, the musical, on all podcast platforms now. Subscribe today.
First definition of fulfillment. Second definition of fulfillment is carry out a task or role as required, pledged, or expected. And the example is some officials were dismissed because they could not fulfill their duties as gender reassignment surgeons. Now see, there again, that's weird. They could have just left that. I don't know, but either way, that's the definition of fulfill. And I want this to be a fulfilling episode. I like that word fulfill better when I thought it meant fulfill. Like fill it up full. Not all this ambition and requirement bullshit. But I digress. I think I know where there might be some interview stuff I could put in and pretend it's a new interview. So let me go look for that real quick. And while I do that,
you'd have to travel pretty fast to move around the range the way this thing goes. Jerry Clower is Director of Field Services for the Mississippi Chemical Company. He lives in Yazoo City, Mississippi. He's a real nice fella, and I'm glad you came to hear Jerry.
First of all, I want you to know that I come from round 4.
Liberty, Mississippi.
Liberty, Mississippi. Now that's 12 miles west of Macomb, Mississippi. Miles due northeast of Baton Rouge, Louisiana. And 116 miles due north of New Orleans, Louisiana. It was there that I first saw the light of day. September the 28th, 1926. I was born there. Now, as I grew up in that community, the only extracurricular activities that we engaged in was to go coon hunting. Revival meeting if we had a crop laid by. And that's all we did except work.
Yeah. ovaries are the fallopian tubes, short canals which lead to the uterus or womb. This hollow, pear-shaped organ opens into the vagina, which is part of the birth canal, and is the external opening for this whole group of organs. Down through the bloodstream through the ovaries.
Let me start recording here in just a second. I'm sure my audio is pretty crummy, but it is what it is. Let's see. Yeah, go ahead and do that.
Now one of the ovaries passes on an order of its own to the uterus. It tells the cells which make up the lining of the uterus to multiply and fill themselves with watery fluids and blood. This begins to build up a thickened lining of somewhat velvety material.
That's what it is. It's not great. Living room, right?
I'm seeing a new world. Where we are going up is where we are going up at. Don't you forget it.
Although, you know, if I do something once and it works, and then it doesn't work the second time, and it's like, what was the difference between those two times, you know? Anyway.
At the same time, an ovary has been maturing an ovum or egg. About once a month, one of these tiny eggs passes out of the ovary and finds its way into a fallopian tube, where it moves along toward the uterus. If the egg is impregnated, which happens when a woman is going to have a child, the egg will stay within the uterus. Then the thickened lining will provide nourishment for the budding human being through the early days of its development. This is the flow which we call menstruation.
The men that are at the house of my master, they have nailed proclamations everywhere and shouted them throughout the streets. All of them are threatened.
They are powerless, my dear, to harm me.
One of them is in Carcassonne and will return with a lot of soldiers. Mommy, you know how I feel about Catherine.
Yeah. Anyways, so I'm frustrated with myself. But anyways, we'll get through it anyway. So, could you introduce yourself? Tell me a little about your program.
So, as we see now, menstruation is just one routine step in a normal and natural cycle that is going on continuously within the body.
Well, there you go, folks. You see, I found an interview. I forget what that guy's name was. He interviewed me for his podcast because people were freaking out that I was so psychedelic. They couldn't handle it. Podcast world couldn't handle it. Producing. all of the audio and share it with you, my good friends. But until then, this is Shaq and Mike Heston. I'll see all of you kids next time.